I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
If I understand right, with our little geographical tour of knuckleheads, you'll bring us home with some Whidbey Island 911.
That's right.
I'll start us in New Hampshire. Woman pulled over on Monday for using her cell phone while driving. And when the cop gets up there, he says, okay, I'm going to write her a ticket for having the cell phone out while she's driving. And then realized, no, the real distraction in her lap was the baby goat she had riding along between her and the steering wheel. The 60-year-old woman said the baby goat just can't stand to be away from her. So she was driving around running her errands with a goat in the front seat.
Now, you have one or two goats?
Two goats.
When they came to your house, did they come in the back seat of your car? Did they come in a trailer, in a van?
In a big dog kennel, like a big
dog. Okay.
Yeah, like a good-sized dog, because they're about the size of a, you know.
But they were kenneled in the car.
Yeah, kenneled in the car. John, we'll stop in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, before back to the island. And this family in Florida is demanding answers from a funeral home that displayed the wrong body at a relative's wake. The family of Norma Newman gathered Saturday to say their goodbyes at the Roy Mizell and Kurtz Funeral Home in Fort Lauderdale, only to discover a complete stranger in the casket.
Did she look anything like Norma?
Well, no, and here's some of the differences, John. This is how they knew. One says, I went up to view her body, and I said, this is not my sister. This is somebody we do not know. We did not know the person lying in the casket, says Cynthia, one of the relatives. And she says, several certain characteristics didn't add up. We asked them about the mole on my aunt's face, and they said it was covered up with makeup. We said, no. There was no mole there, you know. The makeup couldn't cover it because it was protruding out of her face. It was like it must have been like a Lemmy mole or something. You couldn't cover that up with makeup. Then
she was more mole than face, some would say.
Right. Well, and then the real giveaway, John, was Newman, the woman in there. Newman. Let me get her name right. She's passed on. Norma. They said Norma only had four toes on one of her feet. However, Newman's granddaughter, Kamisha, said she was told the woman in the casket had all five of her toes. So this cannot be Norma. She's missing the big mole, and she has all five toes on her foot.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Well, that Norma had a pretty rough existence. She only had four toes on one of her feet and had a mole the size of a hubcap on her face.
Maybe there's something better on the other side.
All right, let's start with Friday, February 1st. These are the 911 calls coming into the authorities out on Whidbey Island. Friday, Feb 1st, 1:09 p.m., Ernst Street parking lot. 911 caller says, someone just raised their voice to me. Friday, February 1st, 3:47 p.m., Regatta Drive. 911 caller says, he has ongoing issues with people who don't know how to drive around here.
Yeah.
Saturday, February 2nd, 8:54 a.m., Kathleen Drive. 911 caller says, there's an injured rabbit in her yard. Monday, February 4th, 12:49 p.m., Highway 20. 911 caller says, send the police over. There's something in my couch that I did not put there. Tuesday, February 5th, 5:06 p.m., 8th Avenue. 911 caller says, someone rang my doorbell this morning. And finally, Sunday, February 3rd, 10:44 a.m., Fairhaven Drive. 911 caller says, send someone over here. I have gone cuckoo.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.